Hi, this is Mary Jo. Can I help you?
Hello. Is this who I was talking to before?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. Yeah, did she tell you about... we just found this hatch underneath our apartment, and I wasn't sure if that belonged to the apartment building or if you knew who Desmond was.
Well, it definitely belongs to the apartment building, but I'm really curious on why you would even explore that.
It was... You know, we had to. It looked kind of cool, you know? But, we climbed down the ladder, and there's another whole apartment underneath, but it's way down. It's like 50 feet down. Underneath the building, you know?
So you're in apartment one?
Yes.
And there's something...
I'm actually in the hatch right now.
Oh, geez, get out of the hatch then.
Well, no, it's a whole apartment down here. There's lights and everything. There's a washer and dryer. I don't even have a washer and dryer in my place. I was going to drag these up if I can.
Well, can you, maintenance is gone for the day, but I really would love to see this myself. I'm like so confused and baffled by this.
Okay. Well, do you know who Desmond is? Because he was down here when I first found it yesterday, but he ran out.
Who is it? What's the name?
His name's Desmond. He says he was working down here. He was pushing the button.
I have no idea. No.
Yeah, like he I don't know. I guess he got suckered into the job, so he just took off. He went up the hatch and left.
How did you figure out this was under your carpet?
We pulled up all the carpet. We pulled up all of our carpet, and then we pulled up some floorboards in the hall because they were kind of loose.
Well, why did you do that, though, was my question. Why did you pull up your carpet to begin with?
Oh, well, it had urine all over it.
From a dog or from what?
Oh, no, we don't have pets. But I was just curious about the hatch thing. Like, am I going to be able to use all of this extra space?
No, you're not going to be able to use it. I need to now figure out what that is and what it belongs to.
Okay. Well, it doesn't, I don't, there's a whole, like, there's a living room, there's an exercise room, there's a ping pong table down there. And then there's all this computer equipment, but it looks like it's from the 70s, maybe?
Yeah. And so, you know, to me, my first thing would be probably when we bought the property. That would be my first guess.
We purchased it. It belongs to... I know, but I'm renting right now, so do I get to use it while I'm renting?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Get your stuff out of there when it's done.
Oh, okay, so I can use the extra space until I move out?
No, you can't. But whatever you're doing now, finish up and go back upstairs.
Okay, well,
we'll be in...
Are you guys going to...
What's that noise?
It's the computer down here. I'm sorry. It's you have to type in this code like every 90 minutes or so. And it's
okay. You know what? Let me see.
Prompting me for the code.
Are you there? I'm gonna come over now. I'm gonna grab one of the guys and come over. I just gotta take a look. Do you mind?
I'm actually not in the apartment. I'm down in the hatch, and it takes me like 30 minutes to climb all the way back up because this is really deep.
Okay. You
crap.
Honestly,
ma'am. Hello?
Yep.
Hold on. Can you hold on? Just 1 second, please.
Yep.
Okay, I'm back.
Hi.
Okay, I'm sorry. I have to do that. It's something to do with electromagnetism. I'm not sure.
Okay, well, I'm going to scoot over there anyway. You work your way back up.
Well, the house is a mess, and I really...
I don't care. I don't care that the house is a mess. I need to check out what you're talking about now.
We pulled up floorboards, and you just can't come up right now. I don't even have pants on.
Well, I have to come up because, I own the building. I need to come right now.
You don't own it. You're just the office worker, right?
No, I'm not just an office worker.
Oh, okay. They're
heading over there now, so you work your way back up.
No, it's gonna take a while. This is like as tall as a building. I have to climb up basically a building. It's really, really tall.
Okay. Start getting your way up there.
I can't leave the hatch because I have to type in this code like every 90 minutes.
Yeah, all right.
And if I don't type in the code, I'm not sure what's going to happen.
Okay. All right.
I have to type it into the computer, so it's really a lot of effort to go up the hatch just to come back down again pretty much immediately.
Okay. Well, what you do what you're doing over there, but we're heading over. So well, I will see you in like 30 minutes.
Well, you can't come in. I've changed the locks. You can't come in. Ma'am.
You're listening to The Snowplow Show.
You're listening to The Snowplow Show. This is your host, Arby, and today is October 26, 2018. This is episode 506, and it's sponsored by Teen Wolf Jesus, SimSpeak, 6-Week Tenure, The Antichrist, and The Real Crazy Kraz. Thanks, you guys, for supporting the show and keeping the shows happening over on patreon.com/phonelosers. Also, thank you to the new Patreon, Kiki Rocks. I have some really exciting news. Remember that old show I used to do that I haven't done in over a month now called the PLA show, the PLA call-in, PLA all day, whatever show. The show that doesn't really even have a name yet. You know, the call-in show, the PLA show, the payphone show. We're going to be doing a new episode of that on Wednesday. It's going to have a very special guest. I think you guys will like him. And that'll happen around 5 p.m. Pacific, I think, on Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern. So be looking forward to that. Halloween night, Wednesday. Don't go trick-or-treating or anything. Just stay home and listen to the PLA show. I don't know why I've been so lazy about bringing that back lately, but I need to do more of that. I need to do more of the payphone show. Those are always fun. I'm just lazy about actually doing them. I don't know what my problem is. Also, I'm going to be doing something on Sunday, probably around the same time, maybe a little bit later in the evening. I've got plans with another mystery person. So be watching the Twitter for both of those shows this coming Sunday and on Wednesday. And hopefully we won't flake out or anything. What else is going on? Jag TV, he's back on the Prank Call Nation Network. Apparently the Prank Call Nation Network exists again, because Jag TV's on it all of a sudden. So that's kind of cool. I completely missed his comeback show. I was out when it happened, and when I got back, it was already over. But he's talking about setting up a podcast feed. Everyone's doing the podcast feed all of a sudden. Dwight's doing the podcast feed. Carlito is updating his podcast feed every single week. I listened to his show last night. It was pretty fun. Now we just got to get Laugh Track Matt to set up a podcast feed. Or did he? I can't remember. There's so much going on, I can't keep up anymore. Pumpkin carving contest. If you have a PLA-themed pumpkin this year, be sure to send it to me, show@snowplowshow.com, and you'll win nothing. But maybe I'll make your pumpkin show art or something. I'll definitely send you a sticker, at least. You know, I'll send something. Maybe a lapel pin. Just do the winners, though. Like, I'm not going to send one to everybody, because then I'll have those people doing, like, fake Photoshops of pumpkins, trying to trick me out of things. I know what you people are like. Let's see, what else? There's a new Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls. You can find that over at worldofprankcalls.com or by searching for Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. It's a good episode. It's Halloween-themed. I went back through the archives and found as many Halloween things as I could and put them all into one show. So go listen to that. I think that's it for announcements, though. I have a track here I'm going to play that Micro Corgi did. It's called Brad's Cactus Track. It's a very short one. Here it is.
Carl Jr., fuck you. I'm eating.
Hey, I'm calling from the corporate office with Subway.
The GPS coordinates are...
You're going to prison.
Okay, I think he just fucked a bitch.
Old man story mode activated.
Go to the damn Walmart. No, I know it's you.
I don't know where this is going.
I got this email from a guy who says he goes by Dark Aegis. Ages? No, Dark. A-E-G-I-S. Dark Aegis. I've been a huge fan of the show for years now, starting with listening to literally days of material from your old archive torrent all the way to today. I doubt you'll find this useful, but it always bothered me a bit that there is a successful flush noise at the end of the clip you use for apartment flush prank calls. I just picked up a condenser mic for cheap, so I figured with my literally zero experience in audio engineering that I'd attempt to get some audio of toilet flushes for you. And what Dark Aegis is talking about is, you know, I do the will it flush thing, and I tell apartment managers that I've flushed something down the toilet, and I keep flushing over and over and over. But the problem with that flushing sound effect that I use is this. See, sounds good right now. But then, see, that's a successful flushing sounding noise of the water successfully going down the toilet. There's no problems. It's not stopped up. So this guy recorded me several sound effects. I listened to them all, and none of them have that thing on the end. I guess he edited that part out because I was too lazy to do that. And I don't want to go over them all now. I'm just going to play the one that I took from him. It's the one called Toilet 3 Splash. Or here, let me just read the rest of his thing. So I shoved a plunger into my toilet to block it up. Okay, he didn't edit it out. He shoved a plunger in his toilet to block it up and got audio of my toilet filling up with no flush. I also got some splash audio by pouring some water out of a jar nearby, but it's not really convincing. I've attached it anyway. And that's the one that I like. So I have replaced the flushing sound effect on my soundboard. It now sounds like this. I thought that was pretty convincing. I'm impressed with it. So thank you, Dark Aegis. It's got to be Aegis, right? Dark Aegis. Anyway, I'm deleting this email. Or wait, no, I'm going to send him a quick thank you here real quick. I'm sure he's going to hear this on the show, but thanks for the sound files. I have upgraded my soundboard, and I'm testing it out with a new flush show today. There, delete. Thank you, Dark Aegis. So yeah, let's do a Will It Flush show today. I've still got a bunch of Will It Flush ideas here that I need to do and then delete. Like Gad, he suggested flushing manure down the toilet. And if they try to give me a problem with that, I could be like, well, come on, it's poop. That's what belongs in a toilet. Somebody on YouTube suggested broken glass, which I loved because then they have to ask why I have so much broken glass. Gad says to have sound effects of me breaking bottles on the side of the toilet. Do I have a sound effect like that? Yeah, that sounds good right there. There's one. There's one. I don't know. That's a little bit too much. For some reason, I have a bunch of glass breaking sound effects in the power tools and construction soundboard on my tablet. The same soundboard with this sound effect, which I love for some reason. But yeah, I'm going to use that one, I guess. So here we go. Let's flush some things down the toilet. And some of these, I'm pretty sure I've done already. I just didn't delete them yet. So I'm going to redo a few of them that I think I did on a live show. Whatever.
Department, this is Joanne.
Hi there. I'm a tenant here, and I'm having a small problem.
What's that?
I've just been flushing a bunch of porcelain down the toilet. And
porcelain?
Yeah. So I replaced my toilet with a higher-powered toilet. One that uses a lot more water every time it flushes.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you get permission to do that?
No. I just wanted to do it because it just wasn't flushing well enough, and I needed a toilet that flushed a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did is I took a hammer, and I completely broke apart the old toilet, into tiny pieces, and I've been flushing the old toilet down the new toilet because it's powerful.
Why would you do that?
Because it's powerful enough to do that, but apparently, I don't know if something got wedged in there.
Yeah. What apartment are you in?
Because look, when I flush it, it's filled with porcelain right now. Porcelain shards. But it just keeps going up. And it goes over the side. See? Oh, there it goes. Yep. Every time.
Okay, so you changed out your toilet yourself without any permission to do that.
Well, I know how to do it. I've done it.
That doesn't matter. You made that's against your release policy, to tell you the truth. What number are you in?
1405. But I don't see the big deal. I made it better. Like, there's a better toilet in there now, and it flushes better. It uses more water every time you flush, like twice as much water as the old one.
Okay, broke up old one. So you want us to come over and look at it after lunch to make sure everything's working okay?
Well, I just didn't know if you might have any advice. Because, see, look, when I'm going to flush it.
Don't put that stuff down the toilet anymore, because it's getting in the drains, and that's porcelain. It's going to clog up the whole system, probably.
Oh, no. If I just keep flushing, I think eventually it'll go down. So I just keep hitting the button over and over.
Right.
The flushing thingy. But, yep, there it goes. It just keeps overflowing. What do I do?
Yeah, because I would quit flushing it.
Should I flush
it anymore.
Should I take some of the porcelain out and flush it with less porcelain in there and just flush, you know...
Don't put anything else down there, or you're going to end up... We're going to end up calling a plumber, and you're going to end up paying for it.
No, it'll be, like, eventually...
Yeah, no, that's what'll happen.
No, I broke up
so
these...
Do not flush anything down that toilet till we can come look at it.
Not even poop?
Nothing. Well, if you want to clean it up because it's going to back up, I mean,
well, I just
if you
like
can reach in there and get any of the porcelain back out, you know, without flushing it,
yeah. Well,
try that.
The whole thing's filled with porcelain. Like, there's a mountain of porcelain in the bowl right now.
Just leave it alone.
It's, like, higher than the bowl.
Okay.
But I haven't even flushed half of the old toilet down the new toilet yet.
Right.
And I think the real problem, like, you know how there's, like, pieces of plastic and metal and stuff inside a toilet tank? I tried to flush that metal rod thing down the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
I think that might be where the problem began.
Could be, yeah. Okay. You're in 1405, you said?
Yep.
What's your name?
My name is Roy.
Roy, okay.
Roy.
Do you live there?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, okay.
I just
okay.
On the couch.
Let me get a hold of Kevin and see what he suggests, and we might just have to come over.
Is Kevin there?
Are you going to be home?
Is Kevin there? Yeah, I'm here. Is Kevin there in the office?
No, we're at lunch at the moment.
Oh, man. Do you have a cell? Let's just call a cell. We'll put him on three-way.
I will call him, and what is your phone number, Roy?
It's on your caller ID. But, you know, if you give me his number, I could just put him on three-way right now. We'll just talk to him, and I'll flush the toilet for him.
I'll call him.
I'll flush it one more time. Maybe it'll go down this time. It's a really long flush. Oh, nope, here it comes.
Yeah, just quit flushing it.
What a mess.
Yeah. Okay, we'll be over or call you back in just a little while. Don't flush it anymore.
Well, I'm going to keep flushing it just to see if eventually it'll start going down, right? I'll just put towels down on the floor.
I don't know, because I'm not a plumber, and if that's old, you know, who knows how old these pipes are. Porcelain is not meant to go down a toilet drain. It's supposed to be in the dumpster.
Yeah, but, you know, this would save just the effort of walking the whole, you know, all this stuff out to the dumpster.
How expensive is it going to cost you if we have to call a plumber and you have to pay for it?
Well,
the dumpster would have been a lot less.
I'm hoping if I just keep flushing, you know, just like
quick flushing.
Yeah, but if I keep doing it, eventually it's like I feel like a little bit's going down each time. Even though it overflows and water goes all over the floor.
Right. Yeah, don't do that. Because they're going to have water all over you live upstairs or downstairs?
Upstairs.
Okay, yes. If you keep flushing it, we may have a flood downstairs. So flushing it.
That's silly. Come on.
No, I've done this for many years. I know what I'm talking about.
You said you're not a plumber, though.
Okay, we'll either be over at 1 o'clock or we'll be over in just a little bit. Let me get a hold of Kevin.
Can I just call Kevin myself?
Bye.
Oh, she hung up. Okay. What an incredibly even-tempered lady there. That was an idea by Tim Riggi, I think from the live show. Or I'm sure from the live show. And I probably did that one on a live show.
Hello, the Chambers. How can I help you?
Hey there, I'm a tenant here, and I'm having a problem with the toilet.
Your toilet?
Yeah.
Oh, what room are you in, hon?
I'm in, what room, 201?
201?
Yeah.
A or B?
B.
B? Okay. Let me go over. I'm on the A building right now, and let's see what's going on. Is it a plunger that you need, or what's going on?
Well, I've been flushing a lot of porcelain down the toilet, like just pieces of porcelain that I smashed up with a hammer. I've been doing this for days. I've been flushing just tons and tons of porcelain down the toilet.
Porcelain?
Yeah, like I put a new toilet in myself. And
no, you didn't. You put in a Newport toilet by yourself.
Yeah, yeah, I know how to do it, and like it's more powerful. It uses up more water, you know, every flush.
Don't even start. Who am I talking to?
What are you talking like that for?
Are you serious?
Of course, yeah.
You're serious.
So I took.
You put in your own toilet.
Yeah, and I broke up the old toilet with a hammer, and I've been flushing it down.
Yeah. No, you didn't. Okay. Wait, hold on.
Why don't you believe
me? You're good. Okay, honey. Okay, you're welcome.
Why don't you believe me?
I don't believe you.
Why not?
Because, no. Who am I talking to?
It's Roy.
It's Roy?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. 201B, right?
Correct, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I don't see why you don't believe you.
Give
me, okay, fine. Don't believe me. I'll just keep flushing it.
You would not be getting a new toilet flushing down porcelain. I'm sorry.
No, I broke it up into tiny pieces with a hammer. See, I'm flushing flushing right now. But every time I flush,
I hear you flushing.
Yeah, and like,
why would you do that?
But I'm flushing, and it just goes over the edge. See,
I'm with housekeeping right now, and you don't make any sense. I'm sorry. You're in 201B.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
I'll be over there.
Well,
I'll see you in a second. Bye-bye.
I don't want you to come over if you're going to call me a liar, though.
I'm not calling you a liar. I'm checking to see what you're doing.
No.
Okay, 201B, we're headed over. Bye-bye.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Man, okay. I really want this one to work out, damn it. I'm going to spend the entire show just doing this, flushing my old toilet down my new toilet. It's going to work for sure this time.
Thank you for calling Grand Apartments. How may I help you?
Hey there. I'm a tenant here, and I have a question.
Sure.
I have this issue with my toilet. I've been flushing a lot of porcelain down my toilet, like just shards of porcelain.
Where are the shards coming from?
The old toilet. Like, I put a new toilet in. This one, the new one's better. So I smashed the old one apart with a hammer, and I've been flushing it for the past few days down the toilet. Or like all week, I guess.
What apartment are you in?
42.
Okay.
And
couple things. So I'll call a plumber for you.
Oh, no, that's okay. I don't need a plumber, I don't think. I was just hoping maybe you had advice.
No, we do need a plumber because we actually don't allow for things like that. Like smashing our toilets and putting your own in is absolutely not allowed.
Oh, that's no, it's like I know what I'm doing.
Deal.
I know what I'm doing. It's not a big deal at all.
It is actually. It's against our rules. And so I am going to have a plumber come out and take a look and make sure everything's okay
because
all that porcelain that you're flushing is now probably getting stuck in the drain that you're sharing with three other families.
I smashed it into tiny pieces. So see, when I flush, it starts to go down. But then it starts coming up. And,
right, because it's clogged with all of those shards, probably. So I'm going to call a plumber for you right now. Are you going to be home this afternoon?
Goes on the floor. No, don't call a plumber, because...
No, I do. I am going to call a plumber. I have to call a plumber.
No, please don't call the plumber, because...
I am going to call a plumber, though, sir, because...
Well, it's just...
If it's overflowing, that means it's damaging the floor. There's a lot of things happening.
No, I put towels down. Here's the thing. I've been... Like, there's just a mountain of porcelain.
I'm sorry. What's your name, sir?
Roy.
And you're living in 42?
Yeah. But, like, you don't have to get upset with me about it. It's not a big deal. You're acting like it's the end of the world or something.
I'm actually a little bit confused. Your name is Roy?
Correct, yeah.
I don't have a record of a Roy living in apartment 42.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't be on the lease. I'm more of an under-the-radar kind of person. I stay here on the couch.
Okay. I would like to call a plumber, please. So I'm going to call him for you right now.
No, the toilet's fine. It's a better toilet than the old one. The old one wasn't flushing that well, and this one is more powerful, and it uses up more water every time you flush.
I am going to call a plumber right now, and I'm going to send them over.
No, I don't need a plumber.
I'll come over with them and just check everything out. It is what I have to do. I apologize.
I just need a plunger.
I'm going to call a plumber right now, sir. So I'm going to hang up with you.
I'm going to plunge.
I'm going to call a plumber, and they're going to come out and take a look and make
porcelain.
Sure everything's okay.
Ma'am, will you listen to me?
No,
you're
sir, this is what I have to do. That's our rules, okay?
It's not the... Like, you're making up rules.
I'm not.
You kind of are. Like, you're just...
If the toilet is overflowing, if there's leaking,
yeah.
I do call a plumber because flooring could get damaged. I know that you're putting towels, but it's still just our protocol.
But it's
all
like
right, so I am going to call them,
look,
okay?
Three quarters of the old toilet went down just fine. It's just this last one quarter of it. Like, I'll
flush
it.
Okay, please, sir, please stop flushing it until I can have a plumber take a look. Because what could be happening is your neighbor's bathrooms could be getting flooded. All the plumbing is connected.
No, they're not.
So
it
can cause a larger issue. So, sir, I'm not going to argue with you about this because it is our policy.
They said
I'm going to call a plumber for you now.
Don't
please.
Call the plumber, ma'am.
I'm going to call the plumber.
I don't give you permission to call the plumber. This is our problem. We'll deal with it.
Well, you actually, sir, if you're not on the lease, it is not your call at all.
Yeah, but I live here.
It is my call as the property manager,
all right?
I live
here. I've lived here for a long time, probably longer than you worked here. So just don't worry about it, you know? Like, just let me fix the toilet myself. I'm sorry I called.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
But don't call the plumber. Let me call her back. Tell her I was just kidding with her. Don't want her to call the plumber. But Tim Riggy, I'm done with this flushing the toilet down the toilet idea. He didn't tell me to break it into shards. He just said to flush the entire toilet down the toilet.
An apartment. How can I help you?
Hi there. I'm a tenant here, and I just have a question.
Yeah.
I was wondering if there's a way to increase the water pressure in my apartment unit.
Not that I am sure of. I can look into it for you.
Okay. That'd be great. Yeah, I'm just...
Which unit are you in, hon?
33.
33? Okay, perfect. I'll go have Jake look. If anything, we can call the main office, too, and we'll get back to you when we can.
Okay. It's just that I've created a miniature water mill inside my toilet, and I've rigged it up to flush constantly to make electricity, so I get free power since you guys pay for the water.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, but, like, it takes a while for it to fill up. So if there's more water pressure, then I could use up more water and make more electricity.
Okay, yeah, I'll have Jake see if there's a way we can do it. If not, then, like I said, I'll ask.
Okay, thank you so much. Like, can I just talk to Jake?
I'm sorry, what?
Is Jake around? Can I just ask him?
Yeah, actually, I'm going to grab him. Hold on one second.
Okay, thanks. This toilet is flushing kind of fast.
Hello?
Oh, hey there. I was just trying to find out if I could get more water pressure.
Water pressure?
To fill up the toilet quicker. Because I've got it flushing constantly.
Okay. Like what unit are you in?
What unit? I'm in 33.
Okay. I can go see. I haven't had much experience here working with the boiler.
I've rigged it to flush constantly, all day and all night.
All right, I'll go ahead and I'll take a look and see if I can do anything. If not, then I'll go make a few phone calls and see how I can help you out. Okay.
Okay, that'd be great. Yeah, I just need more water pressure, like as much as possible, so the toilet fills up faster and it flushes faster. Even though it seems to be going really fast. What's that?
So I'll get on that. See what I can do for you.
Oh, thank you so much.
No problem.
Have a nice day.
You too.
Bye. Well, that was pointless. He didn't even care. And the toilet's flushing way too fast. That's an idea from Weaponized Cactus that I created the water mill in my toilet. Flush it constantly. They're supposed to get annoyed with me for using up all the water. Got a bunch of kids working at that place that don't care.
Can I help you?
Hey there, I'm a tenant here, and I have a question about the water.
Where?
Here at Apartments.
What apartment are you in?
Oh, geez,
your
settle
tenant.
Down.
What
settle down. Settle
down.
Hey, it's 201A.
201A.
Yes.
Yes?
And I
what
was just
wondering...
What?
What can I do for you?
Okay, sorry, it's hard to hear over this toilet flushing constantly. I've rigged my toilet to flush by itself over and over all day and all night. And I was wondering if there's a way to increase the water pressure.
Okay, I have to send you the handyman. Now, you're a 201A?
Correct. And I've rigged...
What's your name?
Roy. I've rigged the toilet so that it flushes by itself constantly to generate electricity.
Yeah, that's no good.
What?
Oh, that's no good. Oh.
Why?
Okay.
What do you mean no good?
Okay. Well, obviously there's a waste of water and there's a problem, so I got to send you my handyman. Are you there now?
Well, you pay for the water, right?
Yes. Are you there now?
Yes, I am. But no, I don't want it. Okay. I don't want it to stop. I want you to increase the water pressure so we can flush it faster.
I need to send you my handyman.
No.
Are you there now?
Yes, I am. Quit yelling at me.
Okay.
Ma'am, it generates.
I'm gonna send you.
It generates electricity. I've rigged up a water mill in the toilet, and it's powering it's powering our lights.
Okay. I'm coming up there. 201A, you said?
No, 201A? Don't come up here. You're not invited. Ma'am.
But we have a problem with the water. We need to take care of it. This is an emergency.
No.
If there's a waste of water.
There is no problem.
Otherwise, you're going to have to pay $10 per day.
For what? There's no problem.
For not allowing us to go in and fix the problem.
No, there is no problem. I rigged it up this way on purpose. I want it to flush all day and all night.
You wanted to flush all day and all night.
Yes, because it generates electricity. I rigged up a water mill. It's like a hydroelectric plant inside the toilet.
What is your name? What is your name?
Roy.
Roy. And what's your phone number, Roy?
It is...
Yes?
420...
Yes?
6969. But no, I don't need anyone to come
Roy.
Up here. The place is a mess. And I just don't want you up here. Like, there's nothing wrong.
Okay, first of all, 201A, it's not rented to you. It's rented to another party.
Marissa.
Are you sure that's the unit number?
Yeah, Marissa, right?
Yes, Marissa.
My eldest. She graduated with honors. Like, yeah, I just sleep on the couch.
Oh, so what are you to Marissa?
Her father. She's my eldest.
Oh, okay.
So, but no, I rigged the toilet on purpose so that it flushes all day and all night. So I don't want that to change. Okay?
Okay.
It's supposed
to. And what exactly is that you want me to do?
Increase the water pressure. Like, can you log into your computer and find the water pressure icon? Just to our unit, because we want the toilet to flush faster so it generates more electricity.
Don't worry, we'll take care of the problem.
What, there is no problem. Why do you keep saying there's a problem? What problem would there be? You might notice that I was using the old toilet sound effect on that one, because it's not overflowing. Everything's working perfectly. Even though that lady doesn't believe me, she keeps saying there's a problem. I don't know what the problem would be. I'd say we're done with that idea, though. Thank you, Weaponized Cactus, for that one. Man, this is taking forever. I haven't even gotten to the glass thing yet. To say I'm flushing just like random glass from around the apartment. But I did so many calls where I did the porcelain. Like, I don't even want to do that anymore. Nobody even cared.
Mr. DeLoche?
What? No, I'm a tenant here at the apartment complex.
Oh.
Who do you think I am?
Randy.
Randy, yeah. How'd you know?
I was just on the phone. Who is this?
Oh, you... this is Roy. I just have a question about, just about stuff here in my apartment. About the toilet?
Yeah, Roy, what unit are you in now? New kid on the block?
I'm in 117.
We don't have a 117.
I just 17.
I don't have a 17.
76.
I don't. Are you talking a parking spot, or are you talking an apartment number?
Oh, the apartment number. Is it 1117?
I have no 1117.
Oh. Yeah, I know. That's where I'm at. I just, I don't know. It's nothing listed in the white pages.
You're Roy who?
Yeah. New kid on the block.
Huh?
New kid on the block.
You just moving into 602?
Yeah, that's me. That is, oh, not 117, 602. Durr. Anyway, like, I've been flushing a lot of manure down the toilet. And it's not going down anymore.
Is that your toilet?
Yeah.
Your manure?
Well, it's from my day job. They just need some way to dispose of the excess manure. So I've been bringing it home in trash bags and just flushing down a little bit at a time. But it's like now, I flush it, and it starts to go down, but then the water goes up and up. And then here it goes, all over the floor.
What? Is it cow manure, or what is it?
Yeah, cow and horse manure. And
you can't be.
What?
It dries out. You're plugging the line up with it.
Oh, no, I cut it up into smaller pieces. I used a shovel and chopped it up real good. So,
you gotta be kidding. Is this a joke or what?
No, I wouldn't kid about this. I'm a Christian. This is like, see, look, I keep flushing. I'm flushing over and over. And every time I flush, it goes up over the edge, like onto the floor.
Well, don't do that. Do you have a toilet brush?
Yeah. Oh, well, the brush. Yeah. Like,
plunge it in there like if it was a plunger. Just push it. Plunge it real hard. Down in there. See if you can get it to go through.
Oh, that'll mess up my toilet brush. That's gross.
Yeah, you're not supposed to put fucking cow shit in that toilet.
But no, I need to get rid of it. It's for my job. They like, you know, it looks good on me if I can help out a little bit extra.
Well, that's your job where you put it. You don't bring it home and put it down the toilet.
Yeah, but we didn't know what else to do with it. And yeah, it's a toilet. We can put poop down toilets. So what's I don't see the problem. But like every time it was working fine for the first week. But now, like, I flush it.
Of course, that stuff dries up in the fields, full of grass.
Yeah, there's a lot of grass in it. It
collects in the pipe, and then you got a backup.
Oh, yeah, backed up all over the floor, and it's getting cow poop.
Clean it up. Don't keep doing it. Well, you got a stopper in the back of that tank. Put the stopper down.
Yeah, it's just that, like, I keep trying to flush it because I'm trying to get it to go the rest of the way down because I still have a whole trash bag left.
You can't. Who in the hell is this? You got to be kidding me.
It's New Kid on the Block.
Yeah, who is this?
No, for real. I was hoping you might have advice on that.
Take your horse shit and put it out in the field somewhere.
Oh, no, he wants to get rid of it. There's, like, too much of it out there. And, like, they don't have anywhere.
Well, I'll rent a snake over and snake the drain and give you the bill for it.
Oh, no, I don't want a bill for it. Like, you wouldn't charge me for it if you're doing it yourself. Come on. That's your job.
This is some kind of joke.
No, I wouldn't.
It ain't my job to unplug horse shit out of the toilet.
Well, from now on, I'm going to cut it into smaller pieces so this doesn't happen.
No, you ain't even going to put it down there from now on.
Oh, no, I have to.
It's already collecting in the low spots or in the... It's collecting somewhere and plugging up the toilet.
No, it's not collecting. Like, I'm going to cut it up into smaller pieces so it won't collect anymore. It's just stopped up, that's all.
I know it is. Who is this really?
It's Roy.
You don't even know where you live. You give me a phony fucking number.
No, I thought it was one. I'm thinking of the building number. Stupid me. It's 602.
What, the building number?
No, the apartment number. I haven't been here that long. And I get all my mail at a P.O. box, so I don't know.
How long have you been there?
Not that long.
How long is that?
Oh, man. I thought it was going to go down this time, but no, the water's just going up. And up. Oh, again. Every time. I don't know why it keeps doing that. What are you doing?
Hanging up and getting the guy to go over to 602.
What are you... He said he's hanging up and going over to 602. And then he hung up on me. That was a weird call. All right, thank you, G-Ad, for that one. He wanted me to say that I had 7 5-gallon buckets full of cow manure, and the first 4 went down with no issue. So why won't the 5th go down? Yeah, there was no apartment number listed on that one. That's why I didn't have an apartment number. But luckily, he gave me one. nice of him.
The apartments, this is Jaslyn. How may I help you?
Hey, Jaslyn, I'm a tenant here and I have a question.
Yeah, what can I do for you?
Do you know, I've our toilet's backed up. Like, I've been flushing these large 5-gallon buckets full of puke down the toilet.
Okay.
And, like, it was going down fine at first, but now it's kind of stopped working.
Okay. So do you want somebody to go down there?
Well, I don't know. Like, do you have any advice or is there any way to, like, can you increase the water pressure from your computer?
No.
Like, just to get more water to go down it? Because, like, I'm flushing it. Like, I flush it and it takes forever because the sound file is really long and I need to cut it in half. But it goes up.
Yeah.
Then it goes over right on the floor.
Okay. See if we can send someone over, but I mean, there's really nothing that we can or you can do.
Is it okay?
What was that?
Is it okay to flush puke down the toilet?
I mean, I guess it's normal.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I ordered these buckets full of puke from the internet, like five gallon buckets. I ordered 30 of them. I've been flushing all these gallons of puke down the toilet.
Why? Okay, what apartment are you in?
What are you laughing about?
Why?
It's for my YouTube channel. It's called Will It Flush.
Terrible. Okay, well, I mean, if you need someone to go down there, I can do something for you. Beside that, can't really help you out.
Okay. It might have something to do with what I flushed down the toilet last week. Like, I don't know if that would be it or not, but I was flushing hot dogs down the toilet. You sound
would
amused
you
by
like
this.
Would someone to help you with that?
I guess not. I'm just going to keep flushing. Like, I'll flush again and say, oh, nope, there it goes all over the floor again. Every time. Just overflows.
Here, let's see if Elizabeth can help you out there.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay, yeah, I'll transfer you over.
Who is she? Is she like a manager type person?
Yeah, she's the manager. You want to talk to her?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
Okay, yep, I'll definitely let her know. Give me 1 second.
Well, don't even tell her. Just put her on. She sounds like she'd be a fan of my YouTube channel where I flush things down the toilet.
Thank you for holding. This is Elizabeth.
Hey, Elizabeth. I'm a tenant here. I was just having an issue with the toilet.
Yeah, what's going on?
I've been flushing these 5-gallon buckets full of puke down the toilet. And they were going down, the first 8 went down fine, but now I'm on bucket number 9, and it's stopped up, I guess. Like, I hit the flush, and yep, there it goes. It goes back up and goes all over the floor.
Okay, what apartment are you in?
What a mess. A304.
A304.
Yep.
Is there any way that, someone can come to the office to sign this work order?
Maybe. I don't know. Like, I'm in the middle of filming right now. I do a YouTube channel called Will It Flush, where I flush a lot of things down the toilet. And I'm in the middle, like, I'm going to be another couple hours. But I'm just trying to, like, I'm, like, flushing it. And it looks like it's going to go down at first, but then it goes over. There, it's overflowing all over the floor again. This is a mess. I don't know what to do.
And you said A304?
Yeah, yep, that's me.
Okay, no. I mean, are you playing a prank on me right now?
No, why? Why would you say that?
Because I know you don't live in that apartment.
No, I do. I stay with Fanu. I'm on the couch. I'm not in the...
With who?
Fanu. He's my... This is my roommate.
Yeah, I was dying.
No.
What is she saying? I'm not... Why is she saying? What's she saying in the background?
She's saying that she talked to you and she was just like a little confused as well. But I know that you don't reside in apartment A304.
Why do you say that?
Because I'm looking it up and I know the household numbers in there.
Okay. I don't want you to know my apartment number because I don't want to get in trouble for my YouTube channel.
I mean, it's fine. I mean, I'm trying to help you here. So if you can just give me your apartment number, I can definitely have one of our maintenance go out and check it out.
If you look up Will It Flush on YouTube, you'll see the apartment number. Because a lot of times I walk into my apartment carrying my buckets of puke or whatever I'm going to be flushing. It's right there.
I'm looking it up right now.
All right. It's called Will It Flush, Phone Losers of America. Anyway, I got to go if you're not going to help me. You know, I got stuff to do. I'm filming. I got to finish flushing these 5-gallon buckets of puke down your toilet.
Well, good luck with that.
All right. Thank you so much. Thanks. I'll call you if I can't get anywhere with it.
Okay, thanks.
Bye. Jeez. That's a loud hang up. I thought Elizabeth was going to be much more amusing than that, but nope. She was kind of boring. And what a perfect call to end the show on. Let's listen to some voicemails. Oh, by the way, that was an idea from Knobby Guy. He's like, say you ordered large bags of puke from the internet. You've been flushing gallons of puke. It didn't go well, Knobby Guy. Sorry, I tried. It went about as well as the manure went.
Hey, Brad, it's Jack Heliquin.
Hey, Jack Heliquin.
A couple episodes back, some guy called in the voicemail asking when you did that thing with the knob. Where you did that voice effect for your pillow.
That's
episode number 413. Exactly.
Oh, crap, I was doing it, and now I didn't hear what you said.
That's episode number 413.
Oh, okay.
Exactly 53 minutes into the show.
53
exactly
minutes into the show.
Funny as hell.
Am I supposed to listen to that right now? Why not? Let's do it. Let me get episode 413 pulled up here, because I'd like to know what he's talking about. And what the hell, how do you even know where that was located and find out exactly when it was? It's a show from a year ago titled Save 15% on Your Car Insurance.
But that I could be through a different department. I can get tongue tied. I can give you the phone number.
Okay.
Alright. You ready?
Sure. Go ahead and give me the number.
Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready when you are. I just said go ahead and give me the number.
Wow.
Okay, so 866.
I actually don't want the number. I don't really want it. I'm hanging up. Wow, I'm sorry, Apocalypse. I'm just wasting these. Okay, there we go. That was it. That was the hilarity. Now you don't have to go listen yourself. I already played it for you. You can just,
I got a bunch of timestamps, so if anyone needs to know anything else, I can probably help them out.
Jack Heliquin is...
Peace out, Brad. It's under a minute, motherfucker!
Apparently an encyclopedia of PLA shows and timestamps and stuff like that. Thanks, Jack.
Hey, Brad, just called in from Tempe, Arizona. Just wanted to say that with election season coming up, I was kind of inspired, actually, by that, you know, the helicopter call with Carlito, when you called the different opponents and pitted them against each other, which was really, really interesting.
Yeah,
and,
we could have
I know you normally
got
don't
in
really
some
call
craziness with that.
Because it doesn't really work and everything, but I'm sure that a lot of the local races that are getting contended would be pretty funny, because you could probably call some, like, if you called into their election hotline, you'd probably have, like,
what
teenagers.
What the fuck's an election hotline?
Like, motivated.
I don't even know.
Whatever candidate it is, and really troll them. That'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
They're really passionate, and you're making light of their dreams and
that's what
stuff,
we'll do.
So it would be really, really good.
What if I just three-wayed a couple of candidates onto the line with each other and let them talk to each other and see what they say? They'll be like, why are you calling me? I don't know. You called me. What the fuck do you want? I used to do that back in the 80s when three-way calling was a brand new thing, and I would pick random people from my high school, connect them together, and just let them talk to each other, and they had no idea why they were calling each other. I probably created new friendships through that. Maybe I can do that with candidates, too.
You should just do that. Yeah, just call up the different election hotlines. Pretend to be supporting the other side. Ask for donations for the other side.
Yeah, politics.
You know, ask to concede the election, because like, you basically already won.
Politics is
and,
always
you know,
hilarious.
Maybe just be like a little thing. Maybe like a short episode or whole episode. Or maybe I'll just do it.
Maybe,
know,
yeah,
maybe
yeah,
I'll
you do
it.
It.
But
send it to
way,
me.
Just an idea. I yep. love you, Brad.
That was weird. And somebody was telling me that you can get election information from pretty much any area, I guess. It's all public record or something, and it has the candidates' phone numbers on them, and, you know, you just connect them together. I mean, that's not what you were saying, but yeah, yeah, do some crazy election stuff.
Hey, Brad, it's Jeff from Australia.
Hey,
doing, man?
Jeff.
Just wondering, can you call some Australian phone numbers? It's been a long time since you called overseas.
That's what I should do.
There must be some way that you can do it for free nowadays.
Nah,
thanks
not
for
really,
the show, man. Bye!
Yeah, not for free, but it's not that expensive. Really, I should be calling Australian numbers, UK numbers. Everybody always tells me to call other countries. I never do it because I'm just lazy. I need to give myself an international calling plan.
Hey, Brad. I just wanted to say, you know, there are a lot of prank callers, and I listen to a lot of prank callers, and I just want to say you are definitely on that list.
Wow. Thanks. I'm on his list of prank callers. That's great.
Hi, Brad. It's Stephen Froning. Okay.
Hey.
I'd like to say congratulations on 506 shows. I'm guessing you're probably there about now.
Yep, all right.
I've got two questions. One quick one, which is, can I get an ID card? I'm on the Elite Cactus Squad, not on the Patreon. I'll send you a couple of bucks of postage because
maybe.
I'm a foreigner.
I guess
I'd like to know if I'm okay to get one.
Sure, yeah,
and
just ask.
And the second question, you played a song recently in one
send
of the
emails,
which is Captain Kirk is Climbing a Mountain. And it made me think of another song you used to play on
Man, your connection,
show,
it's terrible.
Which went like this, I'll roughly sing it. Take me back again, bring me home again, make it so again, Geordie LaForge. What's that song called?
Yeah.
Maybe you could shove at the end of the show, because my rendition of it's so awful.
That one.
Cactus, bye.
I kind of forgot about that one. I don't know what that is. Do I still have that? I lost a bunch of my music during the FBI raid, because I never got my laptop back, and the backup drive is still not working. I've tried to replace the heads. Next, I'm going to try and replace the platters, but it's probably just dead forever. But, yeah, how do you spell Geordi? Let me search my music directory. Crap, I can't find it. Quick, someone, what's that called? I think it had the name LaForge in it, and I don't seem to have it anymore. And I have no idea where I got that from. Yeah, I cannot find this anywhere. I can't find it on YouTube. I can't find it on Google. And I'd completely forgotten about it. I don't think I've heard that song in probably a couple of years now, since the raid. So, yeah, I guess it's just lost forever. But, I mean, it's somewhere, you know? It's got to be on the old phone show episodes. So somebody should figure that out.
Hey, Brad, for Halloween, you should call people and disguise yourself as the Homeowners Association and tell them
myself?
That they're prohibited to hand out candy. It has to be a healthy act of whatever you want to make it.
Yeah, and it's got to be celery sticks or something.
Caught. You'll have a fine. Any type of chocolate candy, we need to keep our kids healthy.
That's right.
Thank you.
No fatties in this neighborhood. That's a great idea. I could just call as a concerned neighbor. Say, hey, I heard you're handing out chocolate. What's wrong with you? Trying to kill our kids? What were you thinking? This is ridiculous.
Hey, Brad, it's Justin from Maryland.
Hey.
Just wanted to know if you had any plans for doing a Halloween show or Halloween special pranks.
Maybe.
It's that time of year is coming up pretty quickly.
Yeah, I need to hurry.
Whether that was a thing that you did or not. And also, my only suggestion would be maybe to use your voice, change your knob and turn it really way down so that it sounds like a demon or like a devil or Satan, and maybe call some people and say you're calling them from hell. I really can't think of any other Halloween pranks, but hopefully you're going to do something spooky.
Yeah, I'll try to do something.
Coming up, because Halloween's about a week away.
Yeah.
So
less than a week.
Let us know if you have any Halloween plans.
I got to hurry up.
Cactus.
I have no plans at all, but I should have plans. Just do something for Halloween. I've done that the two previous years, and you can hear a lot of those calls on the worldofprankcalls.com, the most recent show. I like the health food idea, though. Maybe I'll do some of those in the next show.
Hey, Brad, it's King Cobra calling.
Hey.
Just saw that YouTube video retweet. That was pretty weird stuff about that one crazy
what?
Dude. I don't know what the hell that was.
What are you talking about?
It scared me, giving me nightmares and shit. But anyways, just do some disabled wheelchair calls. I'd like to see some more of those.
Disabled wheelchairs?
Cactus.
Like broken ones? I don't know which thing you're talking about that I tweeted.
Hey, Brad.
No
it's
idea.
Crazy. I thought I'd let you know you might want to be careful with package delivery prank calls with all the bomb threats going on.
Oh, yeah.
Packages and shit. You might get convicted of being a terrorist.
Yep. I don't want that.
Hi, Brad.
I don't know if anyone could hear him, but yeah, I should probably lay off the whole packages call stuff now that all this bomb craziness is happening. Give those a rest for a year or so.
Brad, it's Dr. Astronaut. It's
been
a long time since I called.
Last time I called, I told you I replaced your 404 show by going back in time and reestablishing things, and I was going to do this whole thing about how I was stuck in time, lost in time.
You blew it.
I was going to become Dr. Cronaut, and I was going to do, like, episodes and call in and do, like, Captain's Log stuff.
Yeah,
like,
what happened?
Different times in history and in the future and stuff, and then I was like, I'll just do it later, and now it's been, like, almost a year
then since you got
I
high.
Called you. And so my bad. But listen.
It's okay.
I have a funny idea. I don't know if you have any more of those carding numbers, but what if a carding note was left as a kind of like a cover? What if you were from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and you're calling people and you say, hey, I'm sorry I dinged your car, but you know, I'm actually I'm going to make it up to you.
You look like a sinner.
I'm going to go back to your car tonight and I'm going to put a I can do all things through Christ license plate holder on your car. And you know what? I feel extra bad, so I'm gonna come back tonight, and I'm gonna put a bumper sticker on your car about how much you love Jesus or whatever.
Great idea.
But you know, you could also do like a Muslim version of that. That probably pisses a lot of people off if they're Christian.
Yeah.
And chances are they're gonna be Christian before they're Muslim.
Maybe.
So go with that one. That's funny.
Okay.
That's funny. Do the
Thanks,
Muslim thing.
Dr. Astronaut. I'll do all that stuff.
Piss off the Muslims, Brad. All right.
What could go
Dr.
wrong?
Dr. Astronaut. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, you're a little late, though. I mean, you know, Ding Timber. It's been over a month now since it got canceled forever.
Hello. Yeah, this is Larry Crosby. I just want to say I love you and your lobbying machine. And I just want to say that I love you, nephew. You've been good to me, and I miss you.
Okay.
I hope you're doing well. This is your Uncle Larry.
All right,
have a good night, buddy.
Thanks, Uncle Larry. Have you heard from Uncle Scott? You know, it's been a while.
Hello,
like,
Brad.
If you're still in touch.
It's Will again from Florida.
Hey, Will.
I'm actually calling you for a specific reason. I had
great.
A question which I fear might have been answered frequently, but hopefully not. So I was just wondering
Get to
if
it.
There was a collection and or, I don't know, like database of all your intro songs. Is there a place I can go and listen to all the different intro songs I've made? Been made for the Snowplow show? If so,
maybe. I mean, there's the PLA torrent thing, phonelosers.org/torrents, and just download the latest one, and all of the intros are in there except for the ones that have been made since I released that torrent a year ago. So some of them are missing, but most of them are in there.
If not, all right, well, maybe make that a thing.
Okay,
but,
I did.
If it is a thing and it's already been posted,
big dummy.
Where, sorry for being that bum.
You're so stupid for asking.
Calling up about something that's
stupid.
Talked about
stupid.
Often. All right, Brad. It's my All time. Right.
Bye, Will.
Love you.
Okay. That's the last voicemail, so the show is over. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the show today. Thanks, Teen Wolf Jesus and SimSpeak, Six Wee Tenure, The Antichris, and The Real Crazy Kraz for being the sponsors of today's show. If you'd like to support the show, you can do that at patreon.com/phonelosers. Don't forget there's a show this Sunday. There's a show on Wednesday and Halloween night. Be watching the PLA Twitter for that, twitter.com/phonelosers. And hopefully I won't forget to announce anything. Since I can't find that Jordy LaForge song, I guess we're going to end today's show with a brand new song by Rappy McRapperson. This one is called Shoo Badoo 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 Abu Doo Doo Abu Asu Abu Doo. It's kind of hard to pronounce, but this is from his YouTube page. He just put this up this week. It's a fun song, and you're going to hear it, unless you're on YouTube, because I'm pretty sure this has some copyrighted stuff in it, and I don't want any trouble. So if you're on YouTube, you don't get to hear anything. You'll just have to go to snowplowshow.com and listen to the rest of this. See you Sunday, everyone.
1, 2, 3, 4.
The streets are full of diarrhea and litter. What happened to my precious town? Who unleashed all of these weirdos? This freak shows a cursed ocean to drown. My faith in Christ is giving me hope. But sometimes it's just too hard to cope. Screaming for the day of the rope.
More near death constructed for the superstar. Look, it is not shabu dabu 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 dabu.
My town is full of broken families. What happened? Who has hurt my precious friends? Who would gain to undermine them? Replace
to transcend. My faith in Christ is giving me hope. Scrub my town with bubbles of soap. It's the dawning of the day of the rope.
No, I need a basket, shut the phone, it's superstar.
Employee, I'm a janitor and a scientist.
Sure, no scientist would conduct themselves in this fashion.